Thank you so much.
Happy to hear.
You said it too.
Amen. You know, God is so wonderful. He is so gracious. And I'm in awe in the fact that He shows those who love Him His glory. And when we come to that place of brokenness, and you know, Rachel and I had that talk that Wednesday, and I knew that God was going to open that door. I had such a great peace in my heart because she was at that place where the door was going to be opened. And I thank God that He revealed Himself to you, because that's the only way God exists. He doesn't exist any other way until we see His glory. And I thank God for His glory to be revealed to us. We're privileged and we're special. And for that to come in contact, we have something that is so wonderful, being able to have that tangible place with our almighty Creator, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And that's special, amen? So let's give all of us a hand of praise that we're not only called, but we're chosen. Amen? Amen. At this time, briefly, it is Mother's Day, and I want to thank all those mothers that are out there, because if it wasn't for the mothers, we wouldn't be here today, right? So let's give a hand to all the mothers that are out there and those that are on the internet. We bless those mothers out there that are listening. And it's incredible about our stats. We are literally a ministry that is providing the needs for those around the world. Those that don't have a church to go to. Those that don't have a place to worship. But we are able to provide that in their homes through the internet. And we're feeding thousands and thousands of people. And it's all because of all of your support. So give yourself another hand of praise just in that in itself. Listen, 800 plus, almost 900 brand new visitors per month is a very extraordinary number. Especially when we first started, we never thought we would see that. But you're talking about people who are just logging on for the very first time and sitting there longer than, you know, 20 minutes, so to say, into that hour time frame. You know that they're being fed, and it's all through our efforts here in that self. And so we may look here and look at the seats and say to ourselves, now, there's not many individuals here today, but at the same time, you can look at the internet and see how many seats are filled every month just through the website itself. Amen? And so that's a good thing, and it's all through the efforts of everyone here plowing the ground and preparing the way for those to hear the gospel. Excuse me. Can I get a water? With that being said, I want to just bring Michelle and Sean up for a moment. They have a brand new baby boy, and a lot of us have already seen this baby boy. But I want to bring it up just for honor, because honor is due. You know, for one, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Sean for being a father to bring a child into the world. You know, it's a gorgeous thing here. We actually can see creation. And for anyone out there to say that there is no God, they got to be bonkers. Because look at this beautiful baby boy. Amen? Amen. I just want to give both of you a big hug.
Oh, I love it.
The baby. Baby and him. I'll give her a hug, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did a little bit of it.
You know, one of the things that I love, look at this little guy. Isn't this wonderful? You know what else is really beautiful? That, you know, the tradition of the Feeney's name is able to continue to go on. I mean, everyone is desired always to have a boy in their family and what have you, to pass over that, you know, Feeney name. And it was spoken over Michelle and Sean that, you know, these things were going to come to pass. And there was two roads that Michelle was actually facing. And I spoke to her about it, and the one road brought the boy. That one too. But the one road leads to a boy. And she actually is on that road because here's the evidence right here on the road. And that road led to a baby boy, which I'm very proud and happy for. So let's give the Lord a hand of praise for their walk. And wait, you're not going to leave me because you're going to give a little testimony here. You're going to, Sean, first.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just really happy and feel very blessed that we weren't really sure if we were going to have any more children. And we're just very, very happy to have Alex here with us. And just very proud of that. So it's been really great, really unbelievable, even hard to put it to words. So, Michelle.
Well, we were just saying yesterday, you know, that we were like, well, we've talked about having other kids and we didn't know, you know, just fear kept me from really having another child. Like, oh my God, am I ever going to sleep again? Here. See, that's the fear right there, that noise. you know, and it wasn't planned or anything, and it was definitely a surprise that I was pregnant. And, you know, now I see that it's not that scary, and I shouldn't have waited, but, like, fear is used to keep you from not doing what you're supposed to do. So either do it now or do it in 10 years. But I can tell you this, 10 years is going to be a lot harder.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for these two. Yeah, I just think it's awesome because I can see, you know, a couple that is actually growing and the love that they have. And there's a seed of love that is right in front of us. And I'm just in awe to be able to see not only prophecy unfold itself, but to see a stronger relationship that is going to continue to grow together. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. We're going to move along here. And, you know, God is alive. And a lot of people are beginning to understand that there is a shift in the heavenlies. I'm beginning to start to see throughout the networking of Christianities, there are people out there that are proclaiming things that there is a change in the heavenlies. They're even talking about the new wine and the new wineskin and all these other things. And it's kind of like bringing a very deep excitement inside of me because we're in the middle of a movement. How many people realize that we're in the middle of a movement? Now, Pastor Kurt and I, we were talking prior to the service, and it was like, you know, we've been actually in this for over, you know, 17, you know, plus years. And I said, yeah, we've been in it. And he's like, but our eyes have just opened and our hearts are like really concreted into what is happening and we can really begin to see. And I said, I feel that there is definitely an open heaven above us for the glory of God. And one thing that I'm excited about is because he's taken the complexity of salvation and he's bringing it into the simplicity of salvation. And it, in reality, you would think that it would be more complicated to understand salvation as time goes on, as you dig deeper into revelational knowledge, you know, and you go deeper and deeper. But the more deeper you get into revelation, the simpler it is. It's not about all these works. I want to bring something to you. I want to bring a question to you. What do you really feel in your heart the purpose of you being here, born on this earth? In a logical sense, we just have a brand new baby that just came in, we brought up, that we showed. What is the purpose? Or what is the reason that our Creator created the earth, took us out of that heavenly realm? I hope all of us understand that we were once angelic and we were brought back down into a carnal nature. And then we're going to eventually go back into that spiritual heavenly place that we hope, heaven, we hope it's not anywhere else. But what is really the main purpose of us being here? You see? Redemption. That's exactly right. Redemption. Exactly right. To bring worship back to our Creator. Because the worship was taken away from Him. And it's as if He gave everyone a second chance. This in itself, this revelation in itself, should set us all free, because the only purpose that we truly have on earth is to bring worship back to Him. Your carnal purpose, as far as living in a geographical location, maybe having a career, making money so that you can bless others, build homes, you know, establish something for yourself and for your family and for loved ones that you build up. But the core, see, I believe that when you worship and acknowledge God with all your heart and soul and mind, that all these things are added unto you. We tend to have it backwards. We tend to strive and try to create, and then once we obtain, we worship. How many people understand that? I want us to understand today that the truth is, when we lock ourselves in a place of worship, and that worship, we were talking about it on Wednesday, how we need to begin to acknowledge God, acknowledge who He is, understand, recognize the glory and the majesty and the majestic awe of our Creator. Then all these things are added to us. When my life was changed, I understood that everything was reversed. And we had it completely backwards. And we had to like rewind ourselves to the point where those things started to make sense with me. You got to humble yourself in order to be exalted. You know, you have to give in order to receive. You know, we have it backwards. And I believe what God is saying, and I'm going to build on the verse that I began last week. I'm not ashamed of the gospel message. Now, this is our gospel message. I'm not sure if it's everyone's gospel message, but this is our gospel message. And our gospel message, I'm not ashamed of it, because it is the power of our salvation. What would you think salvation means to you? This is a question that I want to ask you. What do you think salvation means to you? Most of us, or some of us, might think that salvation means that when I die, you know, I'll go to heaven. But what really is salvation to you? I'll tell you what salvation is to me. That my heart isn't troubled. That I have peace and a comfort and an assurance and a knowing that everything's going to be okay. That's what salvation means to me. That God has a plan and a purpose because He created us, and that things will be okay. It will unfold and everything will work itself out and it'll be okay. It's like gives you a form of righteousness when you can come into this place of peace. When our peace is taken away and we're unstable and we're in a form of panic, we fall out of salvation. And I want to lead us to the power of salvation, because one of the things that God has been moving on my heart is that He says, "My children suffer and they perish because of lack of knowledge." And I am wanting and longing to give us knowledge. And this knowledge is simple. It's very simple. If we can put our Creator, our God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, our universe, power, however you want to verbalize it out there in the internet world, and those who want to, you know, label it here, the higher power that we can look at through faith, not carved images, because we spoke about things that are created we tend to worship. And it could be our own lives. What's going on rampant is going to change. We're going to see the doctrine of Christianity change. We're going to see the doctrine of Christianity change within, I would say, within the next couple of years, I would hope, to where we're no longer worshiping the creation, but the Creator. And this is what God is longing for in the last days, that the true worshipers will rise up and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And God is a jealous God, and He won't have any other gods before Him. And so if you want your life to unfold, and you want to fulfill the purpose that God has for you, and that those hopes and dreams to be unfolded, and that you actually are able to experience the life that has been given to you, I would say this. Put worship, put God, trust Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. Put Him number one in your life. Make Him your full all in all, to where you're actually rejoicing in all things. Then you will see your destiny unfold. I guarantee it. I guarantee that you will come into your purpose. You will come into a place. You will come to life. It's a power. It's a power that is robbed and stolen from us. How do we live our life right now? We live our lives leaning on our own understanding, and we strive to make a life. Life isn't given to us. We're trying to make a life. We are striving and trying and striving and trying and striving and trying. And at the same time, peace is being taken away from us. It's being robbed. And a lot of times we tend to entertain ourselves by getting involved in things that, you know, that we think we can help out with or what have you. But we need to begin to realize that God has a plan and a purpose, and we need to take a step back and really come into that place of rest. We started sharing it on Wednesday night. And Wednesday night is our roundtable discussion, and it's an awesome time, and log on and listen to it. But with that being said, most people come up to me and they say, what is the purpose that God has for me? Now, most of us don't know the purpose that God has for us. No one ever grew up realizing that their life was going to be where it is today. But I say to those people, take a step back. Don't do nothing in your life. Kind of shut things off. Come to a place of rest. Come to a place of peace. Acknowledge who God is and give thanks in all things. That's the gospel right there. That's the gospel. I brought back memory of when my life was altered. And I would come back and say, put down your Bibles. You know, worship God. Praise God. Just get to that place. And then you'll have life. Not only will you have life, but you'll have everlasting life. You'll have more life than you know what to do with. What we need to do is have to apply it. We can hear it all day long. We can know it all day long, but our heart is far from it. Now, I feel like a great obligation within myself, and I know God's tugging on me. He's saying, lead my people to me. Lead them to me. I want my people to know who I am. And there is a way to get to God. But it's not through the mind. It's not through knowledge. It's through your heart. And the doorway of getting to that place, one with God, is first acknowledging who he is. He has brought us down for one purpose and one purpose only, redemption. And that redemption is getting back the praise that was once due to him. We fell from praise. How many people understand that we fell from praise? And this is the big issue around the world. What happens in the heart and the conscience of man and woman is that when they begin to say that there is no God in their heart, and they lean on their own understanding, they lean under their own will, they lean under their own, knowledge, and they don't recognize God. Now listen to me, because you can recognize God in your mind. You can confess him with your lips, but your heart is far from him. This is what God is saying, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. But Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. It was all through the head and through the lips. The heart was far from him. And God, in these days, and I believe that we are on the pinnacle of something great. There is an outpouring of glory that is coming. There is an outpouring. And when people begin to grab hold of this realm of glory and begin to worship and exalt God, our Creator, the one who created the heavens and the earth, in their heart, not caring about their future, not really caring about what's going to happen tomorrow, but to look at the focus within their lives, knowing that God knows your needs, knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for you, knowing that there is a future for you, and all you do is embrace that in your heart and give him praise and thank him and thank him and continue to have joy and peace and thank him. How many of us have a dream, a vision, a desire, a want? It's all from him. Every bit of it is from him. Every part is from God. And why we're not getting it, why we're lacking from it, why it's having such a hard time, seeing like we're hitting walls all the time and we're struggling and striving, why? Is because the worship is not within our heart. The day we begin to surrender, this is the seed that I planted into Rachel, and I saw it come to pass right before my eyes. The day you surrender and you give him thanks, realizing you have no control whatsoever, you have no control what's going to happen tomorrow. We serve a God who gives, and we serve a God who takes away. We have no certainty what's going to happen. And that's my prayer right there. That when I speak, the glory of God will begin to fall on the hearts of men and women and begin to heal them right there in their seats. And I see a healing. I see glory coming right now. And I want to see that in every one of our lives and see the light come into a dark place and be in to that place where our minds are no longer clouded. See, our minds are clouded. Our hearts are darkened and hardened because the worship is lacking with inside. And as soon as we begin to surrender and lay that life down and begin to worship our Creator, and we begin to give him praise and honor and glory in that area of our lives things begin to unravel. Things begin to unfold. Life begins to appear within your life. And our minds begin to see clearer. Our hearts begin to be more lightened and lifted and lighter. And we don't have the heaviness that weighs on our shoulders. And we become into salvation. The power of salvation is right in front of us, right in the midst of the glory of God. And as we begin to see, I am saying this with the bottom of my heart. I truly believe this is the hour where God is saying, I am the one who will open all the eyes of those who desire to see me. And I will open up all their ears for those who desire to hear me. He's not holding back in this hour because he's coming quickly in a sense of only he knows how he's coming in our lives. But there's a breakthrough that is coming in our lives. And those that are hearing my voice is not coming from a man. My voice is coming from the Spirit of God. And those that are hearing this voice today are the ones that are the ones who have a heart that are crying out saying, I want to see your glory. And if you didn't realize that you were the one that was crying out saying, I want to see your glory, I'm going to tell you this. You're chosen. You're chosen to hear and to see his glory. So I would say that you are a child of God. Look, I wrestled with many angels. I wrestled until finally I said, okay. And there are times where we have to put down the thoughts that torment us, trying to figure out what our responsibilities are and what are we supposed to be doing, and questioning ourselves constantly over and over and over again. When God wants to clear our minds and set us free from the powers of darkness, because all that questioning is nothing more than darkness. I don't know what the future brings, but it's bright. And the only way I know without a shadow of a doubt is because my worship is there. And he has given me a peace. He is giving me a joy. He's giving me a comfort. He's sending his power into my life to bring me to this place of knowing that everything's going to be okay. How many of us want to be in that place? You know, I look at a young couple over there that is starting a brand new life, a brand new career, a brand new, you know, and the future, we don't know which way it's going to go. But when we put God in front of us, when we put him first in our lives, when we begin to say, okay, God, here it is. There's a covering, like a shield, that comes over us. It comes over our finances. It comes over our future. It comes over our children. It comes over everything that we desire and need. And nothing wears out. Nothing lacks. Look at our lives and how it's been. He's met every area of our life. And it's because we've given him that worship. We've given him that praise. I'm so proud of him and all that he has done. Knowing from where he was from the beginning of his life when I first met him, that man that we called up earlier, Dr. Sean Feeney and his wife. I remember when he was beginning and where he is today. And I give all God the glory, honor, and praise as a testimony in his life. And now we see the fruit of it. I see other people's lives and how they are being altered and changed and how blessed they are. Incredibly. And I would say today, continue to place that worship and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Your desire is to bring unity, not division. Your desire is to bring wholesome, especially in these late years of lives. Why? It doesn't make sense. Let's just bring wholesome together. And I stand in prayer with you because I see the desires of your heart. And my only prayer in all of us, those that are listening around the world, that God would meet the desires of your heart. Listen, you know, as far as sin and us not being worthy, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a lie from the pit. How many people understand that one? There are so many individuals out there that will not even think about praising the name of God, giving God glory, giving our Creator honor where honor is due, because they feel as though that they're not worthy. That's a lie. That's a lie, and it is a big lie. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you have done yesterday. I don't care what you're doing right now. When you begin to give God glory and thank Him in every aspect of your life, He doesn't look at sin. I'm going to tell you right now, God does not look at sin. It's called redemption. You're here. You're here on earth right now. All that so-called rebellion that we have done since the beginning of time is gone. It's like you have a second chance. Hear my voice. Take this second chance and just thank Him. And stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop coming into that place and just rejoice and thank Him all the time. Let's be honest with you. How many of us here today, and those over in the internet, those that are listening maybe even on a recorded message, how many of us catch ourselves not happy with situations? How many of us catch ourselves beginning to complain about what is happening in our lives, and we're not happy with what's happening now? Change the way you're thinking. You want a breakthrough? You want your life changed? You want your desires of your heart fulfilled? You want things to turn around? You want a clear mind so that you can begin to see a future? Just start thanking Him. Just start honoring God and realizing who He is and how He has given you breath. How He has given you the ability of where you're at today. How He clothed you and how He put a roof over your head and how He has fed you. How you are able to stand on two legs or you have five fingers on a hand or whatever it might be. But when we begin to recognize who our Creator is, all your troubles are going to go away, I guarantee it. One of the things that we don't understand is the spiritual realm. We don't understand it. I thank God that He has given us the mysteries and we have an understanding of the realm of the spirit. But there are laws that are written in the heavens. And God is not a respecter of person. And, you know, you could be good on the outside and everything else, and the end, you'll be surprised if you don't hold this one true key in your life. Worship. I'm going to begin to start a series that is coming. But a foundation has to be laid to understand so that we build a people that will move in power. And the only way that will come is if we recognize who our Creator is and that we give Him everything. I know that there are great desires and wants just here alone. I know that they are in my own life. I have great desires and wants in my own life. And I know that God is saying, I'm going to give them to you. Just be patient. Continue to worship me. Glorify my name. Praise me. And give thanks in all things. And you will see the promises unfold. God is preparing a way, not for our destruction, but for our glory. And he's asking us to be a people that will seek glory, honor, and immortality. And immortality is very important, and I'm going to be speaking a series on this, because he wants us to be transformed into that realm of spirit. And how does one transform into spirit when we are carnal? Well, for one, you establish your heart in praise. You're a praising spirit. You're already recognizing that there is life outside of this realm. That in itself begins a transformation for you to become spirit. And as you begin to praise, your praise transforms you into a spirit. Because then all of a sudden your eyes begin to see clearly. Your heart begins to see clearly. Visions and desires and ambitions become more prone to you. And you begin to live in vision. You begin to live in hope. There's no more doubt. There's no more uncertainty. It is. And then you begin to walk in it. It manifests in the natural. The spirit comes first. Always remember that. And then the natural. It starts with a vision. It starts with a dream. It starts with a hope. And then it comes. How many people understand that? Amen. So I'm going to leave with this note today. Start setting a preference in your life so that we can move forward and be a sign, a wonder, and a miracle for others who are wondering to know who your God is. Begin to take the murmur and the complaining out of our heart, the disappointments, the frustrations, the things that seem like they're taken forever. And begin to start thanking him for it. I remember not too long ago, I knew a gentleman who just was so frustrated and couldn't wait to buy a home. The time is here. And he has his home. How quick now we look back and see that really it was only a short period of time, but yet it felt like forever. You know, if we can just understand this powerful key to open up prison doors so that we can see and be able to look back and just praise and give him glory and honor, the future that is in store for us is going to be blessed beyond measure. Because God would not have you praise him and then hurt you, rob from you, take away. Look in the natural. When you lift somebody up and you tell them nice things, what do they want to give back? They want to say, oh, here. Oh, that was so nice of you here. That's the same way as God is. But if you put somebody down, tell them how rotten they are, yada, 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 they're going to look at you and say, I'm not going to give you nothing. I'm not going to bless you one bit. That's the same way as God is. So we need to walk in this truth. And I hope and pray today being Mother's Day, a new day for mothers. You know, I look at mothers as new life. Without a mother, we wouldn't have new life. And so today is a new day. And let us birth something. You know, let us birth this new truth, though, that it was been around for so long. Let us uphold this truth and let it be power in your life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of salvation. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Now, because of time, I know that, you know, we have Mother's Day and a lot of people have plans. So I'm not going to offer the altars up. I was even going to thinking about praying over the mothers. But, you know, God has really moved and done something today in this place in itself. And I thank God for the glory. I thank God for our healings. And I thank God for our eyes to open up. I'm going to ask Sam, since he's back there, to grab some flowers. And John, could you help Sam pass them out to the mothers? And those mothers out there, raise their hand. Because we got, I think, 12 of them out there. And I think we got enough for everybody.